Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, good evening from Los Angeles, California, United States. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. My name is Gina Staley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, life and soul coach, as well as metaphysical and healing arts teacher. My work is based in Los Angeles, but my service is often done via in Skype or telephone, as well as in person. Now, in my private counseling and hypnosis, I specialize in working with inner child, confidence, focus, past life, stress, living in the moment, awareness, ascension, plus much more. If you need to find out more about my work, my service, and my teaching, you can either go to my personal website, which is subconsciouschannel.com, or my meetup, which lists all the class listings. My meetup is the same name, Subconscious Channel, but .info, I-N-F-O. Now, with this evening today, we're going to do this different show because every time we do the show, it's always different. Last Monday, we had my past student, who are now practitioner, read the Akashic Record. But tonight, it's going to be different. Tonight, it's going to be very unique. The show is about communicating with your Holy Trinity. Okay, and what I say is different because nobody teach this in the United States. I don't think so because I created this classes, and this is through my teaching with my student. These two students who are no longer students, but they are now Trinity practitioner, Yushan and Eve tonight, who are here tonight, who is going to be sharing the beautiful gift. All right, before that, I would like to explain to you a little bit about what is Holy Trinity. I mean, all of you probably know about it already. You know, it represents Father, Mother, and Holy Spirit, you know, in religion. But here, it's actually represented differently. I'm going to explain what it is because I know many listeners are going to be asking many questions. What is it? What is it about? Trinity, in my definition or what we have here, to me, it's just an archetype of our masculine energy and a feminine energy and also our soul, or our higher self, or our source, all right? And pretty much it's the same thing as Father, Mother, and Holy Spirit. It is the same thing, just different words, but it represents the same essence, the same energy. And each one of us has this in all of us. We all have that. And we just don't realize these are just our energy, our essence, or just our consciousness, which are part of all of us. And we can actually communicate with all of them because each one of them is the consciousness, okay? Now, in order to bring about understanding and awareness of who we are, it is very important to connect with our Trinity, okay? And, you know, some of you are going to ask me, well, why is it it's important to connect with our Trinity? It is very important because in order for us to know who we are, we must be able to just go inward and really connect to our masculine self, which is our mind, that's representing our mind, and our feminine self, which represents our heart. When we begin to communicate with those two, they're going to be in aligned. They're going to start to be in aligned as one. And once we are in aligned as one, our awareness or consciousness begin to ascend. And some of you may, you know, hear about ascension. It is what it is. Actually, what this is, it is ascending your consciousness and your awareness. Once you are in the middle, when you align your masculine self, your mind, and your feminine self, your heart, your emotion, you are in the middle. You are in the moment. You are in alignment. Once you are in alignment, you are ascending your consciousness, your understanding, your awareness is going up to your oversoul or your source or your higher self or who you really are. Okay? So this is very important to do that. Now, in this show today, I'm just going to allow my past student, Eve, and Yushan tap and communicate with your Trinity. Oftentimes, they will communicate with your masculine self and your feminine self first, your conscious thought and your subconscious, you know. It's a different word, but it's all the same. Subconscious, feminine energy, heart, emotion, the same thing. The conscious mind, masculine energy, the same thing. And sometimes we call it yin and yang. It's all the same thing, just different words. We just complicate with so many words here, but they're all basically the same. So this practitioner, the Trinity practitioner, will be communicating with your consciousness, your conscious and your subconscious, and perhaps your oversoul as well, your higher self, because the higher self will assist in giving advice on in healing. Okay, in this process, they're going to tell you, you know, where you go off balance and how you go about in balance yourself. Now, what I would recommend is, you know, the best is to work on yourself. It's very important. If you wanted to heal yourself, you wanted to change your life, you want to shift your awareness, you know, go in and really connect to who you are, your conscious mind, your subconscious mind. And I do offer these classes in person in Los Angeles at my place. And also I offer that via teleconference call or Skype, if you have Skype, you're out of the country. Just go to my website, subconsciouschannel.info, okay? So quickly, I'm going to ask all of you to follow my blog talk here because we always have a different show. Next Monday is going to be a past life, accessing your past life reading, and heal your past life. All right, it is very fun. And then the week after, we might have reading your soul contracts, and perhaps we're going to read your relationship or your chakra. So it's going to be different all the time. But let's begin to introduce my practitioners here, Yuson and Eve. All right, Yuson, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tina. Hello, everyone.
Please introduce yourself, Yuson, and just tell a little bit about who you are and what you do, and that way the listener will kind of connect with you a little bit.
Sure. I'm Yuson, and I do various readings. I do Trinity, of course, as we are doing today, the Akashic readings, Life Path, Soul Contract, Relationship, and anything that you might need, including healing. So I'm available and always willing to serve. Thank you.
Good. And quickly, how are you going to connect with Yuson and Eve? Both of them, their content on my website, both of my websites, and meet up, subconsciouschannel.com or subconsciouschannel.info. They're a member, or you can just email me and I'll just direct you to their contact or, you know, give you their contact. Again, today is going to be a quick reading, so they tap in really fast. So it's a very, very, a fraction of information, but it's a lot. In a way, it's a lot. A fraction of information they communicate with your conscious and your subconscious. But if you want to have a lengthy information, they can access so much information for you and communicate a lot more in detail. I kid you not, it's a lot of stuff they can connect and communicate with all of them, and you're going to be amazed at how accurate they are. So, Eve, welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
Thank you. I'm fine. Hello, all. I am very grateful to be on Tina Saley's program. She is a very enthusiastic and informed teacher. And I have taken classes including Akashic Record reading and chakra reading, relationship reading. In fact, so many different kinds of readings, the type that we are alternating on in the different programs, I've likely taken a class on it from her. So I definitely recommend that if anyone has the least bit of interest, to please check out, just come visit one class and see what it's like. I am a psychiatrist by trade. I am now entering the arena of becoming a spiritual healer. And I do relationship chakra readings. I do individual and group as well. My information, as Tina mentioned, is available on her site, and I will be doing some psychic fairs very soon. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Eve. I know Yuson as well. I teach a lot of stuff. I forgot to mention that. Besides teaching the Trinity, which I created this program myself, I teach Akashic Records, all kinds of intuitive development classes, as well as many healing modalities that I teach. I also teach past life regression, if you want to be a past life therapist, soul healing, regression of therapists, I teach that too. I teach hypnosis. You can get the understanding of hypnosis within one day, and you'll be able to hypnotize your clients right away after my class. All it takes is just one day. It doesn't take much, you know. I went to school for a year for that, you know. But basically, I didn't use a lot of stuff. if you're really into this spiritual healing, all you need is one day to understand how subconscious and conscious work. So I teach that as well. So there's all kinds of classes I teach, and just this weekend alone, I mean, tomorrow, I teach Akashic Record via telephone conference from noon to 5 Pacific time. So if you're interested, you can go to my meetup. Saturday, I teach Kundalini Reiki Level 1, and Sunday, I teach animal communication on Sunday in Los Angeles in person. We also have channeling events at 5:30 p.m. by one of my past student who is an excellent channeler. You guys got to check it out if you're local in Los Angeles. It's amazing how good he is also. Actually, all my students are great. So anyway, well, let's get started here because we've got a lot of people waiting. And some of you who I haven't talked to or answer your call, just hang on tight. We might be able to get you in, but let's see how it goes tonight. All right, so let's begin by just settle everybody's energy in together as one. And by doing that, I'm just going to guide you into a very short, quick meditation. Okay? Meditation is always good. Meditation is always a way to really disconnect that scatteredness and busy mind and just allow you to be more connect to your source or your higher self. Okay? So now let's begin by allow yourself to close your eyes now. And together as one, we're going to take this deep breath in, just breathe all the way down, and I want you to just follow your breath. And just begin to notice that, imagine or visualize as you take this deep breathing in, follow your breath at the same time. Just be aware of the breath and your breathing at this moment. And just visualize or imagine this beautiful green mountain in front of you. If you don't see it, it's okay. Just feel it's there. It's good enough. And as you visualize or imagine this beautiful green mountain in front of you, notice that you are walking toward this beautiful mountain. And you begin to continue to walk on this beautiful path. You notice all the beautiful nature around you is beautiful and magical. You notice green trees and flowers. You can smell the scent. You may smell roses, jasmines, or magnolia, any kind of flowers you like. You see many beautiful birds just flying above this mountain. And as you continue to walk toward this mountain together, we are going there together. You're walking toward right in the middle. And you notice this beautiful stair in front of you. And with your intention, our intention together as a group, we're going to walk up those stairs to the top of this mountain. This stair, there is 21 steps going up. And we're going to walk together as one. We're going to begin with your left foot. And I'm going to count from 21 until we reach the top of this mountain together. And know that when we get to the top, it's going to be the most beautiful moment. It's going to be the most exciting moment of your life. So now let's begin. 21, 20, 19, seeing yourself peacefully going up this beautiful stair. 18, 17, 16, gliding up easily. 16 and 15 now. The higher you go up, the lighter you feel. 14, continue upwards. You can feel the beautiful sun and breeze touches your face, your skin. 13, continue on. 12, 11, 10, feeling lighter and lighter. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, you're almost there. 2, 1. You are now standing on this top of this beautiful mountain. I want you to look down. And just look all around you, 360 degrees. Just pretend. And take this moment to feel grateful and gratitude for your accomplishments. Feel that you are in aligned with the source, with who you are. And as you look down, I want you to take this moment. How and what would you like to create, to manifest your experience in this earth from today on? See your life manifesting in front of you as you look down. As you are standing on the top of this mountain, you can see clear below you. There's no blind spot. You can see all the doors that open up for you, all the opportunities. You have all the keys to unlock all the doors of opportunity and happiness and joy and love and abundance. Everything you wish to experience in this earth realm, you are the creator. Each one of you is a creator. You can do it. I want you to take this moment to feel this energy. Just feel happy about it. And as we gather today, this evening, together as one, the group energy will assist in helping everyone to create this moment, create this energy, and know that it is going to manifest. And tonight, before you go to bed, you can go back to this place after this show. Go back to this place and continue to create in your inner world. This is your inner vision board, and feel how happy you feel as you begin to create and visualize, imagine everything you want to experience in your life. Only feel what you like to experience. So now let's come back here, take a deep breath in, just breathe all the way in. Come back into this place and just slowly open up your eyes, feeling wonderful all over. All right, welcome back, everyone. Thank you for enjoying this trip with me. That was an easy climb up to the mountain, isn't it? You guys probably lost, lose like 10 pounds if you want to lose weight. So anyway, welcome back, everyone. And Eve. We're going to get started with this error code 229-516, Melvin. Hello, Melvin. Welcome to the show. Hello, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Melvin. Melvin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, welcome, welcome. So, Melvin, yes, I just want you to just state your name, just clearly, slowly, so they can feel the vibration of your name and your date of birth real quick. Actually, your name is good enough. Just mention your name 3 times because they got your date of birth already, and just set your intention to receive.
Melvin, Melvin, Melvin.
All right, so we'll give them a few minutes because, you know, just normally they have to get into an altered state of relaxation and then pick up information and begin to communicate. You know, they begin to communicate with your higher self, your conscious and your subconscious. So in the meantime, I would like to just allow everyone to know that there's a lot of classes coming up that I'm teaching. Again, it doesn't matter where you're at. I do teach via Skype and also via telephone conference call. Yeah, and just go to my meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.info, I-N-F-O. If you want to connect with any of these practitioners, they are also the members of this meetup. Okay, you can go and just find them and connect with them. If you want a personal extended readings with them, as well as healing from them. But if you want to learn how to do this, I can teach you a simple technique. And the best way to do it is to connect with your own Trinity first, to find yourself, to discover yourself. Then it will be easy to assist and help other people and heal others and guide them as well. I'll tell you that nobody teach this because I created this class myself beginning of last year. Okay, So Yusan and Eve, are you guys ready for Melvin?
Yes.
Okay, Melvin's ready. But we're just going to ask the lady. And again, you know, just quickly, while they're connecting, because the first person usually take a little longer. Once they get rolling with the first person, then they just, because, you know, they are able to shift themselves into that altered state of awareness, of consciousness.
Gina, I'm sorry. It's Eve. And
good,
I finally
Eve,
found my,
you're ready.
My screens on my phone sometimes just layer up, and it takes me a while to get back down to where the mute button is. So apologies for that delay.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, I was thinking about that too. You might mute yourself. That's funny. Are you ready?
I do. Yes, I am. Hi, Melvin. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. There are a few things that I am seeing and sensing. First, I want to congratulate you in that I am feeling a bit of balance, actually, among the three parts of your Trinity, the subconscious aspect of you, your conscious aspect, and your oversoul. They work as a fair team, and I feel that you're pretty balanced in the amount of effort that comes from the subconscious that you do apply consciously, gives you in terms of guidance and your listening. So congratulations. That's a nice place to be. Now, to get to what's going on and what this Trinity is dealing with, it seems that you have had an adventureful journey, shall we say. You have struggled, and you have put, so to speak, blood, sweat, and tears into the accomplishments that you have had, or the obstacles you've had to overcome, the tasks you've had to accomplish. Now, what I'm sensing is that there is a crossroads that you have approached, and you're at the threshold of making, you could be at the threshold of making an important change for yourself. So this is a good time to step back and to evaluate your life so that you can understand the changes you want to make, okay?
Yes.
Good. Now, what I'm sensing is, particularly from your oversoul, I am feeling that you have what it takes to make this decision. I want you to be confident in it. This will mark a new beginning for you. And my oversoul tells me that you have prepared well. So life on Earth does not seem intended to be easy, not for those of us who accomplish more. So once more, I do want to congratulate you because you have put a lot of effort and it has paid off in your getting to this point. You have prepared well. And so I simply want to encourage you to do your research, just consider the changes you want to make, make those a focus for you, and you will be in a good place. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Hi, Melvin. It's Yusan.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. Okay, so, you know, it's interesting. I see when I check into your masculine and feminine and your oversoul. So your masculine comes to me as a very strong presence. He's, like, wide, and you can't miss him, but he's, like, super short. And let me explain to you what that image means to me. Basically, you have a very, very logical mind. It's very strong and potent, but it comes in. You don't follow through with the logic, and your rational mind. You get interrupted, and what I'm doing is I'm visualizing your masculine kind of growing and like to be a normal size male figure, to be, you know, both, you know, long and in height as well as, you know, in stature. So I'm doing that because it's a definite presence. Your feminine is actually very well developed as well. So they do make a good match once your masculine has been grown a bit, if that makes sense. And your oversoul, the message that it's giving me is that you need to follow things to completion. I feel like there have been a lot of interruptions in your life, a lot of like fits and starts, and it's time now to follow through and bring things to completion, because it's time for a new cycle, and you're getting there. And they want you to know that their full support is behind you, and whatever you set your mind to, you can accomplish to complete. Because the new cycle is going to be pretty phenomenal, but you won't be able to start on that new journey until you finish the old business. So I hope that makes sense to you, and I'll leave that with you.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Does it resonate with you, Melvin? Beautiful. Beautiful. So what is this, you know, with this reading, you know, with this, I wish they have time because, you know, they can, you know, do all kinds of healing too, but we don't have time to do everybody. But this is just a fragment. You know, when they're going through healing, they will talk to your conscious mind and your subconscious, your heart and mind, to integrate, to be in aligned with each other. And you will feel the difference. It will be like as if someone talking to you, because we can talk to each other's mind, you know. So anyway, thank you so much.
One question.
You know, Melvin, I wish we have to move to the next person because we don't have enough time. Okay, so maybe next
thank
time we call. Oh, thank you so much. So I'm gonna move to the next person, 256 area code. Thank you so much,
thank
Melvin.
You.
256473, Kimberly, you're next.
Hi.
On the call, Kimberly. Good evening. Okay, hold on. Let me get you on the call now. So. All right, so are you on?
Hello?
Hi, Kimberly, are you on?
Yes, I am. Hello?
Awesome. Where are you calling from, Kimberly?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah, you're from Georgia. So welcome to the show. All right, Yusan and Eve, if you're ready, go right on. You can cut me anytime, but in the meantime, I'm just going to keep making announcements. Tomorrow we have this telephone conference class for Akashic Records. If anyone is interested, it's from noon to 4 Pacific time. Go to my meetup at subconsciouschannel.info. Okay? If you're interested in a Trinity class, email me. I haven't scheduled one yet, but I will schedule via teleconference call and also in person. You, Son and Eve, are you guys ready for Kimberly?
I'm ready.
All right.
Hi, Kimberly. My name is Eve. How are you doing tonight?
Great. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. All right. I see a couple things to start off with. You have a very dedicated oversoul. I can feel that your oversoul is quite nurturing to you. I also feel, however, that the conscious part of you is the conscious part of you is in touch in part with the oversoul, but I think a few things could clear up perhaps in your spirit or your psyche consciously, so that you can listen to your higher spirit. There's another thing I'm feeling, that the conscious aspect of your soul is pretty much with the people that don't know you deeply. You appear to them to be moving along in life, taking things as they come, looking as if things are pretty calm. However, there is an anxiety inside of you, okay, that I'm sensing, and I am here to tell you that your spirit guide, your higher, the highest part of that triad, the Trinity, is telling you that this fearfulness or anxiety is reflecting a false sense of entrapment, okay? I would love for you to open up to hearing that quiet voice of your upper spirit letting you know that you are strong and that you can embrace more the masculine side of you because you do have the strength. You do have the stamina to get through whatever it is that you are feeling a little anxious about. Does this resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'm glad to hear this. Also, I want to let you know that the conscious aspect of you in its concern regarding your situation is getting a little focused on the physical realm. And what does that mean? Well, it could be that you are concerned about finances, or it could be that you are concerned about appearances. But whatever the item is, you needn't be that focused on it. You can consider it, but I should say, and in addition, focus on your spiritual aspects. Because when you do focus more on that abstract spirit and help that's around you from the angels and the spirits, you're going to overcome the negativity that you're experiencing inside. And then you know what? The physical stuff can follow. No worries. Okay? Your subconscious aspect is basically sitting and allowing whatever is happening within the consciousness to happen. I would love to urge you to step up to the plate in terms of the more feminine aspect of yourself. Step up, become a lioness and roar, and listen to your spirit guide, and it will empower you immeasurably. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Yep. Hi, Kimberly. It's Yusan. When I check into your masculine side, which is your logical, rational side, your mind, it looks to me like a beefed up, overbuilt bodybuilder. So that tells me that you are in your mind quite a bit. Your mind is always going. You're always thinking about your concerns. It's always going. It's like racing. And you do have a very nice subconscious feminine side, but you don't let it come out and play very much. So your oversoul's message to me is, it's basically one word. It's love. Love yourself. And allow yourself to love others. I feel like you've been holding back quite a bit, and that's a lot of what your mind is racing about as well. And, you know, it's funny because you're a very sensitive person and very loving person, but you kind of have a tough, you know, exterior sometimes, and they're telling you to drop your guard and love, and you're going to be amazed at how the things that you want and situations that you want in your life are going to flow to you once you do that, because you've kind of blocked that off, and you're not your Trinity isn't really fully integrated. So I'm going to integrate you, and I hope what I've said makes sense to you, and I'll leave that with you.
Yes, awesome. So Kimberly, did it all make sense to you, Kimberly?
Yes.
spot on.
Yeah. So basically, great, because basically, they, you know, they communicate with your consciousness. They communicate with your mind. They communicate with your heart, with your masculine self, your God self, your feminine self. And by telling you that, it brings more awareness, and that way you can begin to work on yourself. Because once we're in alignment, this is the issue why we cannot manifest what we want to experience in our life and why we stay off balance, because our heart and mind are not in alignment. So it is kind of nice to get this practitioner to be able to tap into your energy, kind of remind you, hey, what I'm trying to tell you. Oftentimes, you know, they get into so detail, and they're going to be able to tell you what your mind is going to tell you, what your subconscious mind is telling you, because oftentimes we're not even aware, you know, of what's going on with our subconscious, because sometimes our defense mechanism, you know, it's deep. It's very deep. And we don't know the issue, and you know, we need to bring this out and in order to be healed. So anyway, Kimberly, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful energy here with us on this show.
Thank you.
Please do not forget, follow our blog talk and then just join our meetup, all right? And if you want to connect with any of these practitioners, please do connect with them, because nobody can do what they do here, all right? Thank you
I
so
agree.
Much.
Thank
you. Have a wonderful night. Thank you. So
you
now
too.
We're going to move
you.
On to the next. Thank you. Next person, 619 Eric Code here. Chris, is it Christina or Krista?
Christina.
Christina, where are you calling from? I bet San Diego, right?
No, actually, I just never changed my number. I'm in Los Angeles.
All right. Wrong guess. I should have talked to you conscious mind before I said that. So anyway, a little laugh here is wonderful. Laugh is always good. So please state your name 3 times so you can just feel your energy, your vibration.
And last or just the first name?
However you want to do it, it's fine. How would your heart guide you to do it?
Okay, Christina Jones, Christina Jones, Christina Jones.
Hi, Christina. This is Eve.
Hi, Eve.
Hi there. All right. When I look at your trinity, the triad of your masculine or the conscious aspect of your soul, your feminine or the subconscious aspect, and the higher spirit, I am seeing that your masculine has been, the masculine or conscious aspect has been very busy. You have been creating, you in your journey, building something. And I don't mean necessarily physically, but you've been working on something and building on this project in your life. And at this time, there seems to be a concern about protecting whatever this is that you have created or built up. And I am sensing from your higher spirit that you are feeling a bit tired with regard to having, how shall I say, perhaps the stamina. It seems as though the conscious aspect of you or the masculine part of you has been almost running a marathon in a way, perhaps not all at once, maybe just in steps with some breaks. But the thing is that all that hard work, all the energy expenditure required in it has left you feeling like you could really use a rest. You could really use some downtime, and yet there's this conflict because you feel the need to step up and protect whatever it is that you've been working on. Okay, I want to let you know your higher spirit is a strong cheerleader here and is telling you, don't give up. You can protect that which you have created. Have courage and believe in yourself. So I would ask for you to take some time, some downtime, even if it's only for 5 minutes each day, during maybe right before you go to bed or right before you get out of bed, some time to nourish yourself, bathe yourself in the love that is available from that feminine aspect of you, the more subconscious. Allow yourself to simply tap into that wondrous feeling of self-love. And a way to do that is to focus on positive things about yourself, and you can even tell yourself mentally as you're resting and taking some nice deep belly breaths, tell yourself some things that you love about yourself, that you admire about yourself, and that you are thankful that you've been blessed with about yourself. And all of these things will simply put your, will be depositing into that love account so that you can feel so full with this love that spillage from this love will mean that courage will come through, that belief in yourself will spill out. And then when this does, you will finish and all will be well. Does this resonate at all with whatever's going on with you?
It does.
I'm so glad. You have so many resources inside of you. It's just a matter of tapping more into them. You've been running busy. Now, let that quiet, inner, loving part of you come and bathe the rest of you, assuage you, give you a bit of a massage, and revitalize you for getting to that gold ring and having everything that you have built intact. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you.
Hi, Christina. It's Yusan.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. Okay. So I want to say that when I check into your masculine and feminine, or your conscious and subconscious self, they appear to be about the same height and build, and they're both beautiful. The thing is, your subconscious or your feminine, it doesn't talk very much. She kind of is very quiet, even when she has something to say. And so that tells me that while you have, you know, a big heart and you listen to your heart, you're not actually, it's not like sometimes you cut off the voice so that it doesn't, like you can't hear the voice, so that you can't actually hear what it's saying. But your masculine, he's very chatty, Kathy, and he definitely is, you know, the male lead figure. But the fact is, they're both at equal size, and they're both a very cute couple. So they will work well together, but you need to make sure that you're conscious of how well they work together. And you just need to give your feminine side a voice, so, and listen to it, which you do, but you need to give it a voice. So when I asked your higher self for a message, and it was very interesting, it showed me the moon and the phases of the moon. And so
that's interesting.
Sometimes it comes in images, and what it showed me was it was like a little sliver right now, which means to me that you're feeling and it was full. So it's going from full to like a really sliver of a crescent moon. And so that to me tells me that you're feeling like you had something and it's kind of diminished, and you feel a little diminished right now. But your oversoul is telling me that, as in life, everything comes in phases, and you will go from that sliver to a brand new moon, and you will become full again. It's just a matter of making sure that you keep yourself open to all the possibilities and not let, that diminished feeling kind of get to you, because everything has its you know, ebbs and flows and tides and phases, and it too will pass. And it's going to be a great full moon soon. So I hope that makes sense for you, to you.
And also, also what I got too is actually when you see that full moon, when you see that moon Yusan, I picked up that Christina, you need to be in connection with your emotion more, with your feminine side. Okay.
Yeah, well, so, your feminine side doesn't have a big voice. It doesn't talk all the time, so.
No, I'm trying to protect myself for the most part from everything.
Yeah.
Life has been hard, and a lot of people go through a lot of things. I'm finally coming out of it, but I'm uncertain of the stability because that's not what I'm used to.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Just think that it's good, and then allow your heart to speak, allow your heart to open, allow your heart to expand. And it's with this heart that's going to guide you, okay, and into a better place.
Okay.
All right. Does everything resonate with you, Christina, with these two ladies share with you your information?
Yeah, absolutely. I thank you both for the reading. It was much more than I thought. I really didn't know what to think, honestly, I guess. But I was just like, oh, okay,
good.
I'll go into it. Happen.
Yeah, and basically what it is saying is, like, as they communicate with your heart, you know, your heart's saying that you need to speak, because when you sound it, there's no voice, you know. Really have to work on that feminine side of you. Bring it in.
It's
you
just
know,
hard
and,
at work. Cause it's hard at work because,
yeah,
I mean, I just work with some strong, you know, people as far
and
as their outside self, you know, goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the best is to be connected to yourself, to be in alignment, and that's important. And once you're in alignment, everything's going to unfold easy for you. Everything's going to unfold beautifully for you, magically for you, you know, and just trust that, okay? That's the key, so trust and surrender. Okay, Christina, we're going to move on to the next person. I want to thank you for being here on the call, sharing your energy. Please do follow us.
Thank you.
You can connect with this practitioner anytime you like. Join my meetup. And just take the classes. You know, I highly recommend that. I highly recommend everyone to take classes and you connect with your own trinity. It's so important. And it is so fun to do that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Really a lot of fun because you already connect to the consciousness. You already connect to the source. All right? So this is the way I'm going to be teaching you is for you to connect to the source, connect to your own consciousness, to the consciousness, to the collective. All right, thank you. Thank you so much, Christina. Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
We're going to move on to the next person. Next person is Katia. Katia is 714 Eric Code. Katia, I'm going to turn your phone on now. Welcome. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
All right, welcome, Katia. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Huntington Beach, California, and my name is Katia Krause.
Good. All right, so now Eve and Yusan are going to get ready to communicate with your conscious mind and your heart. In the meantime, in between, you know, them doing reading, I always, you know, make announcement. You can connect with any one of them. I actually have more of the practitioner, but they're not able to make it today. All of them are excellent. You can connect with Yusan or Eve at my personal website at subconsciouschannel.com, or you can simply just email me and I'll just send you the information. I highly recommend you to connect with them one-on-one because you can get so much from them, so much information. You can take more time to communicate with your oversoul as well. Oversoul is very important because oversoul is like a judge that has a file for everything. And your conscious and your subconscious is like a married couple, your heart and your mind, your yin and yang. And most oftentimes our yin and yang are not in balance, are not in alignment. And this is why we run into so many headaches and so many struggles in our life because we're not in the middle, we're not in the moment. But once you're able to work on yourself, your heart and your mind, your conscious, subconscious, you begin to become aware, you begin to be in alignment with who you are. And this is when everything's going to fall into place for you beautifully. Anyway, Yusan and Eve, are you guys ready for her?
Yes.
Katia,
Eve? This is Eve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good evening.
Good evening. All right. Here is what I'm seeing. I'm enjoying the view, by the way, from where I am. I am seeing that
from your higher spirit, by the way, is giving you kudos. They're, apparently, you've been dreaming about something or thinking about something and kind of working toward it, and now you're at a place where we call it manifestation mode. As long as you keep your thoughts positive, because right now you are attracting or manifesting what it is that you've been wanting, okay? As long as you keep your thoughts positive, then you, oh, and one other thing, we can make wishes, but we must be hands-on or take actions toward achieving our goals. So these are the words of wisdom from your higher spirit to be not afraid to get in there and take some action. That would be for the masculine side of you to be kicking into gear. Your feminine side has done a wonderful job of dreaming up and visualizing for you and saying, this is what I would like to do, or this is what I would like to come to pass. And now it's time for your masculine side to be looking at your options, because you have a number of them, and saying, okay, this is the one I want, and then decide, this is the thing, or these are the things I'm going to do toward that end. Okay? This is an exciting time for you. And it doesn't happen in a day. We're talking about trends in life, and this is where you are. The trend for you has been to be looking forward to possibly experiencing this something, and you are now at a point where you are attracting it toward you, whatever it is. So be sure that you choose what it is, keep that focus in your mind, and be sure that you are active and take steps toward it with your masculine side. Thank you.
Thank you.
And quickly, I quickly forgot to mention that this call, this radio show is being recorded automatically. So those of you who got a reading, if you want to go back and listen on, you can do that. Just click to the link, the same link that we have it today. You can listen to your readings, all right? Yusan, you're next. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Hi, Katya. Okay, so your masculine self, your conscious self, is coming to me as a pint size, but very powerful and authoritative. Like, it's very succinct, it knows what it wants, and it wants it now. Your feminine side is also petite, and it doesn't feel like a free spirit. It feels like it could be more free-spirited, and it could have more fun, but it feels like it can't, because your masculine side's like saying, no, there's no time for fun. I'm going to integrate those two, and in the meantime, I'm going to ask your oversoul for a message, and the message from your oversoul is, it's funny, they show me that there's like a little like blot or blemish, and instead of letting it go and just, you know, letting it pass and, you know, forgetting about it, because it's not a big deal at all, you are focusing on it, and you kind of want to, like, wipe it off and erase it and try to do whatever you can, but in doing that, you're kind of making it worse. So your oversoul is showing me through these images that sometimes you need to let things go, because by focusing on it, you make that issue, you perpetuate it. And so it's asking you to please let it go. It's a tiny little blemish. It really doesn't matter. And you can just move on and move two steps away so that it's no longer in your line of sight. And it's going to help you immensely, because there are things that you fixate on, and there's more to life than those little bits, because there's the big picture. And if you take the joy in the big picture and see the beauty in it, that's you will get more of what you focus on. So that's what your oversoul is telling me. So I hope that makes sense to you, and I will leave you with that.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, you want to give some feedback to that?
Yes, she's absolutely correct. Actually, both are. Yes, I definitely fixate on certain things and don't let go, and that's actually one of my Achilles heels. So I'm learning to let go. That's hard part for me.
So that has to do a lot with your masculine mind. This is your conscious, your mind constantly thinking about that, focusing on that. Is that correct?
Yes, this is
how your energy process. Yes, it has to do with your strong mind, and you put so much focus with just thinking, analyzing so much. So you need to let go of that. This is how I interpret with that. You know, when we read, when we connect to your conscious and your subconscious. All right. So learn to let go of it. Your thinking, your thought. Don't focus so much on it. Let go of it. And that's gonna flow much better for you.
It is.
Thank you so much. All right, we don't have much time, but you know, since the next person is calling from, let's see, 714. She's from New York, so I kind of feel bad. So let's 714. So let's get to the last person, 914. If she's still around, let's see. I think she is. All right.
Hi, ladies.
Melissa, are you on?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's get started. We don't have much time. Let's get started. Melissa, say your name 3 times so they can tap into your energy. And thank you for being patient because you're calling from East Coast, and that's kind of late. So let's get started here.
Melissa, Melissa, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. My name's Eve, and I know we're short on time, so I'll be short and sweet.
Okay.
But to the point that we still get some content. This has been a nice evening. Your higher spirit is giving you kudos. You have completed a cycle, so to speak, in your life. That is to say that there has been a difficult situation in your life that is coming or has come to an end. Basically, you are having you're going to have better times ahead of you. Now, whatever the situation had been, there may be some drama tied around it. So while you are encouraged to move on to your next phase, there may be emotions other people have around it. Worry not. They have their path and you have yours. Okay? And it's a very exciting time for you because when you no longer hang on to what has been, you can begin to create a beautiful life of what will be. And your higher spirit is can't wait for you to just burst through those doors and find all the new blessings that are awaiting you. You may be sad about the ending of whatever the difficult situation was. You may or may not. But what I'm saying about if you are sad, at least you can think that it's finally over and you can move on, okay? I want to wish you the best of luck because you definitely have better times ahead. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you. And I do resonate.
Excellent.
Great.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yuson. Awesome. It's always accurate.
Hi, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi. Okay, fellow Leo. I actually share the same birth date with you. So I know you're absolutely cool. So I just wanted to tell you that your feminine and masculine side are actually both it's hard to explain. They're both free-spirited. So you have definitely, and they're both well-developed, and they both get along really well. So you have a very solid, rational, thinking mind, but you also have that free-spirited, free love, I want to experience everything kind of feel about you. So they actually work really well together. They're a little bit disjointed now, but I'm going to integrate them. And your higher self, the message that it's giving me is that you are just now realizing your full power and potential. And as a Leo, you know, the first image that comes to mind is a lion. So, and what they're showing me is that you're finding your roar, your inner, like, your voice, your roar. So things are exciting, actually. The things that are coming down in the pipeline for you, they're very exciting. But you need to know your true power. And you sort of do, but, you know, only experience is the truest teacher, and it's going to show you. Mm-hmm. And you are going to be extremely pleased with yourself and kind of impressed with your own personal power. So, and it's coming. It's going to develop through your lifetime, but there's going to be bigger development within the year for you. So I hope that resonates with you, and I will leave that with you.
Great.
Oh, it resonates. Thank you, ladies. Very powerful. I get chills when y'all talk. And thank you for the meditation. I loved
beautiful.
It tonight. It sounds like
you've been working on yourself, you know, and there's just a little bit, you know, to twitch here and there, which is good, you know, and congratulate to that. It does take a lot of work, okay? And, Melissa, don't forget to join our meetup and follow our blog talk, okay? Again, if you're interested in the class or anyone, you know, if anyone who interests, as well as, you know, wanting to find out about my personal service, private service, please do email me. And my email is listed on this blog talk and also on Meetup and my personal website as well. Once again, subconsciouschannel.com and subconsciouschannel.info. Until, I guess, next Monday, we have a different blog talk radio show. It's going to be about open up Akashic book and tapping into your past life. We're going to do a past life healing. We're going to, you know, tap into your ancestors. I believe that's what's going to happen. Let's see what's going to happen. Just come back here next Monday at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. I want to thank you, Yuson and Eve, for being here tonight, sharing your beautiful gift. And again, if any one of the listeners who are interested in the Trinity program, it only takes one day to finish this class, and you're going to be able to do it. But first thing, I'm going to recommend you to work on yourself. Communicate with your own Trinity. You're going to learn how to communicate with the Holy Spirit. You're going to learn how to communicate with the consciousness of the mind, the yin and the yang. You're going to learn how to heal using the Kundalini snake, divine healing energy, to help heal. You're going to learn how to integrate the heart and mind of your client. It's absolutely a very powerful process, very powerful workshop. Only take one day to finish that. Anyway, if... Thank you, Yuson, thank you. Everyone on the call, thank you so much for listening in and call in, and thank you for sharing your energy. Have a wonderful evening, and don't forget to go back to that mountain tonight before you go to bed, and just imagine and visualize what you would like to create. Ask your higher self.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.